T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Wednesday morning, 41 degrees. President Biden will withdraw all American troops from Afghanistan over the next couple of months.
America's longest war may finally be coming to an end, but finishing this so-called forever war may not be easy.
The president has been consistent in his view that there's not a military solution to Afghanistan, that we have been there for far too long.
The White House announced President Biden will pull all U.S. troops out of Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, having foreshadowed that meeting President Trump's May 1st deadline was not in the cards. U.S. military commanders had argued to keep the current 2,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe and the return of the Taliban, but Biden was convinced by his political advisors to go to zero.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin reporting.
A man with terminal cancer was released from a Kansas prison after officials agreed his medical condition is so severe that he's not a danger to public safety.
The ACLU of Kansas says 47-year-old Christopher McIntyre was released Monday from the Lansing Correctional Facility, where he was serving time for aggravated burglary. McIntyre is among 105 ACLU clients who requested clemency from Governor Kelly. McIntyre was originally scheduled to be released in 2024, but his attorneys argued that he could die before then. McIntyre said in his clemency application that he has cancer masses in numerous parts of his body. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The nation is engulfed in debate over the concept of vaccine passports and what this document dictates for Americans.
The documents are used to verify COVID-19 immunization status, theoretically allowing the vaccinated to travel, shop, and dine more freely. But many Republicans call the idea a heavy-handed intrusion into personal freedom and private health choices. And Montana Governor Greg Gianforte has issued an executive order banning the development or use of vaccine passports in his state. Gianforte says he encourages Montanans to get the shot, but adds it's entirely voluntary. The Republican himself got his first dose earlier this month, but was diagnosed with the virus last week and is recovering and isolating at home. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The Senate is poised to debate legislation confronting the rise of potential hate crimes against Asian Americans. The problem has grown during the coronavirus crisis in several high-profile attacks on Asian Americans in the U.S. The debate ahead will also test whether the Senate can push past partisanship or whether it will grind to a halt with a filibuster. Yesterday, several leaders of the Asian American and Pacific Islander community in Congress detailed personal stories of the racism they and their constituents have faced during the virus outbreak. Some have met with the families of the victims of deadly shootings last month in Atlanta.
A glass ceiling shattering moment awaits for NASCAR later this month.
No woman has driven in a NASCAR Cup Series race since Danica Patrick in the 2018 Daytona 500, but that will change April 25th at Talladega Super Speedway when Jennifer Jo Cobb gets behind the wheel of the number 15 Chevrolet for Rick Ware Racing. Cobb currently competes as a driver owner in the Camping World Truck Series. She'll become just the 17th female driver to run a NASCAR Cup Series race, but only the third since 1990. Arrowhead Brass will serve as Cobb's primary sponsor, with her longtime supporter Fastener Supply serving as an associate sponsor for her Dega Cup run for RWR. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear sky across south central Kansas, clouds continue to move in throughout the day. We should be in the upper 50s by lunchtime, 62 later on this afternoon. Partly cloudy overnight, tar low 41. About 5 degrees cooler tomorrow with Thursday's high in the upper 50s and rain moving in on Thursday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, a north wind at 8 miles per hour. 41 degrees at KNSS. Steve and Ted, coming up on 6:35 here on this Wednesday morning, April 14th. On this date in 1865, President Abraham Lincoln was shot and mortally wounded by John Wilkes Booth during a performance of Our American Cousin at Ford's Theater in Washington, as we were talking about just a couple of minutes ago. Well, it's a big bunny, and a big reward is being offered for its return. Authorities in central England say one of the world's biggest bunnies has been rabbit-napped from his home. His name is Darius, a continental giant rabbit. And in this case, that's not just a species, it's a description.
Yeah, those things are massive.
Fully stretched out, Darius is 4 feet, 3 inches long, and his variety can grow up to 20 pounds. The rabbit holds the Guinness World Record citation for the world's longest rabbit. Meanwhile, the owner is literally upping the ante for its safe return. Annette Edwards first offered a $1,370 reward, but that has now been increased to about $3,000.
Where's that rabbit?
Where's the bunny? We got to find what's his name? Yeah, Darius is his name.
Darius.
Darius the bunny. All right. 636, Steve and Ted. What do you got, Jad? Jad Chambers. Oh, he's got a photo of this thing. Can you see it, Ted?
I've seen it.
Oh, man, that is a big rabbit now. Now, a Western Kansas Jack, I think you stretch one of those out.
Yeah, they can
go about 3 feet.
They can stretch. Those are big creatures.
When we were kids, my brothers and I, we hunted jackrabbits out west. There were so many of them, they said, you know, please shoot as many as you can. I mean, at one time, they were overrunning Western
Kansas.
Yeah,
the farmers, they're all over the place.
So we went out with our .22 and kind of leveled the population a little bit there. But, Kansas jackrabbit, their ears, 8-9 inches long. I mean, it's a big animal, the Western Kansas jackrabbit. Not as long as that one.
Wow.
And the jackrabbits, and then there were the cottontails were the smaller ones. There you go. Rabbit news. You got any bunny news this morning, Ted?
I haven't seen many bunnies in my neighborhood. The city tore out a big hedge that used to be in my neighborhood, and there was a ton of little bunnies that lived under there. Once the city did some water pipe work and tore out that hedge, the bunnies kind of disappeared from my neighborhood.
Well, and we've had some in our backyard over the years, but I haven't seen any this year at all. I have seen them in the neighborhood over there in Riverside where I live. But, I've seen a couple in early morning in other yards, but I haven't seen any
I missed the little bunnies in my neighborhood.
Yeah. Bunny rabbits. They're nice. They're cute little things. They're fun to look at. 6:36, Steve and Ted. We've got something coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, something special. We'll be talking with Kansas State Treasurer Lynn Rogers. Apparently they've got some the thing with the property that's available that hasn't been claimed, unclaimed property. And
I went in and put my name in, and something actually came up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So apparently... So
was it like a big treasure?
I've done that before, and never has anything ever happened. But this time I did, and something came up.
Is it a big treasure chest full of
That's what I was hoping.
Gold,
I was like,
blues,
oh, man, $1,000, $2,000, $15.15, supposedly.
Oh, really?
So I clicked on whatever I needed to click on, and supposedly I'm supposed to get something in the mail or hear back from. I haven't heard back anything.
We'll talk with Lynn coming up. I call him Lynn because we've known him forever. The guy was on the Wichita Board of Education. He worked for Farm Credit Banks, I believe. And then he was lieutenant governor for a while. He's been around. He's a Wichita guy. He's been around forever. So we'll talk about that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting my $15.15.
Well, it's better than nothing, right?
I know.
If you lived in Oklahoma, you wouldn't get anything, right? Okay. Lynn Rogers coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted. I'll tell you what, when you're talking about treasure, here's a treasure, okay?
Oh.
Huh. Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. He's a straight – they should have a statue in Augusta. All right, of Tom Loeffler. Tom, good morning, sir.
You know what the pigeons would do to that statue?
They'd love that, wouldn't they?
You bet. Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. The weekly cattle slaughter is off to another slow start, much like it was last week. There was no activity in our feed yards yesterday. Box beef prices are starting to stall at these higher price levels. We saw the live cattle and feeder cattle Tuesday trade negative with some of the lowest levels of the past 7 to 13 sessions. And yesterday's close was triple-digit losses for the cattle complex. Now, lean hog futures had their lowest trade of the past 5 sessions. The close bounced off the daily lows and closed slightly two-sided. Yesterday's close saw June cattle $1.17 lower, $120.92. May feeders $2.37 lower, $147.32. And June lean hogs 2 cents higher, $106.17. Now, yesterday's trading for the grain and the soybean complexes was a turnaround Tuesday. Monday, the managed money were sellers. Yesterday, they returned as buyers. There was no real new price bullish news to go along with the higher closes. The upside continues in the overnight trade as May KC wheat now is 8 cents higher at 592 and 3 quarters. May corn 7 and a quarter higher at 587 and a quarter. And May soybeans 9 and a half cents higher at $13.99. The May crude oil is $1.04 higher at $61.22. June gold down $3 at $1,744.60. The June S&P 5 points higher at $41.37 and 3 quarters. June dollar index 6 cents lower at $91.78. And June Dow Jones futures up 19 points at $33,589. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Don't know if you heard us talking earlier this morning about the giant rabbit that's missing in England, and they're looking, it's a pet rabbit, and that species grows about like 4 feet long. It's like the longest rabbit in the world. But I was saying the Kansas Jack is not too far behind that. If you get a full-grown jackrabbit, those things, they can be pretty big, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen a jackrabbit in years.
You know, that's right. I've seen cottontails, but I haven't seen any jackrabbits.
Mac and his brothers got rid of all of them.
We got all of them back in the 1950s, I believe it was.
Well, they're a lot more common west of us than they are
right now. Out west. I got to tell you, I was like 9 years old, okay? And I don't want people to think that, at any rate, we're hunting with my dad. And we're in a field out in western Kansas or wherever. And there's a jackrabbit, sticks his head up. He's about 30 feet from me, okay? So I draw down on him with a single shot 22 that we used. And I hit that thing right in the head. And it glanced off. The fur flew off the rabbit's head, and it just hopped away.
Indestructible.
Man. So anyway, I think what we need in this town, Wichita, I think would be a real tourist attraction, would be maybe a, I don't know, Ted, about 150, 200-foot jackalope. Maybe somewhere down on the banks of the Arkansas. What do you think?
I'm surprised there's not one already.
I'm surprised they didn't name the baseball team the Jackalopes. But
there already is a great name.
Yeah, there already is one, though. Okay. Anyway, rabbit.
There's a hockey team in the Central Hockey League called the Jackalopes.
Is there any does a commodities trade in rabbit meat or anything?
No, but it is a good thought. We might have to check into that.
Okay. It's the wave of the future. All right. Thank you, sir. 641 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, health, savings accounts, and Medicare. Going to explain that coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.